Welcome to the first session in the Interprofessional Education, commonly referred to as IPE series. Today's lecture is a preliminary reading and reflection to help you to prepare for the first IPE workshop, which will be held in late October. It was designed by the Joint Curriculum Committee of the Faculty of Medicine and Faculty of Dentistry, with representatives from the schools of Physical and Occupational Therapy, Speech-Language Pathology, Nursing, Dentistry, and Medicine. After completing this reading, you will have to answer a short questionnaire, which is mandatory. In previous years, we have held sessions on professionalism, cultural awareness, professional roles, and HIV/AIDS. Student feedback has been very positive. This year, we are starting with an introduction to teamwork and role clarification. Because our different professionals come to recognize and respect the responsibilities and competencies of other professionals on the team is key to becoming a competent member of an IP team. The Canadian Interprofessional Health Collaborative identifies 6 key competencies for health professionals. You will learn about these and have opportunities to develop these competencies during the IPE series and in your courses and clinical experiences in order to become a competent interprofessional collaborator. These 6 competencies are role clarification, team functioning, collaborative leadership, interprofessional conflict resolution, interprofessional communication, and patient, client, family, community-centered care. Today's presentation will focus on role clarification as well as on interprofessional collaboration. During the seminar, you will have the opportunity to explore role clarification and participate in an exercise on team functioning. The specific objectives for the preparatory work and IPE workshop are the following. First, define interprofessional education in interprofessional practice. Understand and respect the roles, responsibilities, and scope of practice of one's own profession and of other healthcare professions. Recognize the impact of the healthcare environment on the development of the identity of an individual healthcare professional and an interprofessional team. Secondarily, you will also have the chance to appreciate the evidence supporting interprofessionalism. We will be referring to the following patient scenario of Molly in order to illustrate some concepts of IPE and IPP. Molly is a 19-year-old university student who was hit by a car while crossing the street. The accident caused her to have a concussion, some fractures, broken teeth, altered speech, and paraplegia in both legs. She was admitted to the trauma hospital where you work. She stayed over 1 week in the intensive care unit because she hemorrhaged into her brain and required multiple surgical interventions for her other injuries. Since the event, her parents are relaying one another to stay with her. Because of that, they have spent less time with her 15-year-old brother. She is now in the trauma unit and you are involved in her care. Molly has had a prolonged immobilization during her ICU stay. She is now deconditioned and has difficulty expressing herself due to the concussion that she suffered. She had a lip laceration, damage to her central incisor, and pain upon mastication. She requires assistance with all her daily activities of daily living, except for feeding. Her skin is very fragile, and she has developed a small pressure sore on her buttocks. Before this accident, she was completing her 2nd semester in Arts and Literature. She lived with her boyfriend in an apartment downtown. Her parents lived in the suburbs close by with her younger brother. Molly was a very active woman prior to this event. She played volleyball and worked and volunteered in a senior's home. Please take time to pause the presentation at this point and consider how you could help Molly and her family with her recovery. We understand that it is quite early in your training, but use your best knowledge to answer how you can help Molly and her family. What is your role in the care of Molly and her family? When answering the questions about Molly's care and treatment, you need to consider what is your role as a healthcare professional. How can I help Molly as a nurse or as a speech-language pathologist? Although healthcare professions share some fundamental characteristics that include mastery of complex knowledge and skills, the intent to serve others, as also referred to as calling or vocation, the observance of high moral values, and to be accountable to themselves, patients, and society. At the same time, professionals, such as the one that you will become, have the exclusivity of their competence in order to give high level of care. So basically, what discriminates between a dentist and a physician is their domain of practice and their specific knowledge and skills. Would you be able to share or explain to other professionals some specific knowledge and skills that you can bring as a doctor or a nurse? Now, think back to last winter when you applied to the current health profession program that you are now starting. Why did you apply? What attracted you in the profession? What did you think that you can bring to that profession? What do you see yourself doing as a trained, specialized healthcare professional 10 years from now? Take some time to note down your ideas, as you will have the chance to share these at the IPE workshop. Even though you will soon be a competent healthcare professional, your expertise may not be sufficient to help Molly with her recovery. Who else do you need on your team to provide the best possible care to Molly and her family? What do you need from the professionals that you have identified to help with Molly's recovery? Now that you have identified different professionals that you need to work with in order to provide the best possible care to Molly and her family, how will you work together? Previous work shows that teams that share a common language and understanding work together more effectively. Therefore, one of the goals of the interprofessional education is to work towards a common language of understanding regarding interprofessional education, different practice models such as multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary, transdisciplinary, and interprofessional practice. Interprofessional education is not a new idea, but a theme that has been around for a long time. The inter highlights the interchange that occurs between the learners. Professional puts the focus on the different professions who deliver the care. The WHO defines IPE as when students from two or more professions learn with, from, and about each other to improve collaboration and the quality of patient and family care. So IPE is not just about students from different professional schools sitting together in a classroom and learning about physiology, for example. There needs to be an interactive component to the learning that focuses on collaboration in patient care. You will have the opportunity to discuss your role and that of your peers in the context of patient care in the upcoming workshop. A number of different models of teamwork exist that can guide how you and the members of your team will care for Molly and her family. Before we consider these different models, some terms need to be defined. The term discipline is defined as a subject that is taught or a field of study, whereas a profession is described as a calling requiring specialized knowledge and often long and intensive academic preparation. There is a movement towards the use of profession rather than discipline because of the need for clarity. For example, there are many disciplines such as within the dental profession, such as orthodontist, periodontist, pediatric dentist. Therefore, the term interdisciplinary does not necessarily mean that different health professions, such as nurses, physical therapists, and others, are also part of the team. However, you will still hear discipline being used in different settings, such as the hospital, as it is the term referred to in the law on healthcare in Quebec. The next set of terms refers to how different healthcare professionals interact. Multi refers to different partners working independently towards a common purpose, whereas inter implies a partnership where members from different domains work collaboratively towards a common purpose. There is an interdependence. Members are responsible for bringing their expertise, but they also expect that the other members will do so. The prefixes of multi and inter are often used interchangeably with the terms discipline and professional for reasons mentioned above. For example, you will hear the term interdisciplinary and interprofessional used quite often. Trans is also another prefix that has been used, although there is less agreement regarding its definition. Some authors regard transdisciplinary teams as those where professionals undertake functions that are outside the norm for their profession. There can be blurring of professional roles, and it can result in overlap of professional boundaries. Others see transdisciplinary teamwork as interprofessional collaboration at its best. So, there might be times in which, for Molly's case, your team may work in parallel, multi, or interprofessional practice. In the intensive care unit, parallel practice may be detrimental to the patient. As Molly's condition at the time was unstable, minimal communication between the nurse, physician, and respiratory therapist could cause delay in her treatment and deterioration in her situation. Various mechanisms to encourage interprofessional communication and practice have been put in place in ICUs. Shared documentation sheets, where all key informants and players can find the latest information about Molly's condition, daily or even twice daily interprofessional rounds, during which the case of Molly and her family is reviewed and a plan is discussed. In a parallel model of practice, there's also minimal communication of the treatment plan and goals with the patient, as is depicted by the linear arrows going to and coming out of the patient's diamond. In the multidisciplinary model, the patient is the passive recipient of the information given by various professionals, such as doctor, nurses, physical therapists, or occupational therapists, as is shown by the arrows going in and coming out of the patient's diamond. The interprofessional model, in this picture called interdisciplinary practice, favors a more interprofessional patient-centered care model. There is an actual discussion between the patient and team members to determine goals of care, as the arrows connecting inside the patient's diamond show it. It is the last model that the evidence supports better patient care and satisfaction. It is particularly useful in complex cases or cases requiring chronic illnesses. Molly has already been in a hospital for 3 weeks. She experienced complications that required a full team of professionals to help in. But she came in with certain expectations regarding her recovery, care, and discharge plan. After the original period of altered level of consciousness, Molly developed an angry mood. She expressed anger about the accident, the person responsible of it. In addition, she's very upset that she can't express herself properly. She has difficulty finding the words and saying them, and she can't move on her own. Her parents are worried about what will happen to their daughter, and they wish that she will return to live at home. Both her parents are still working. Molly is not sure how her boyfriend portrays her now that she's incapable. What are the major issues, according to Molly, at this time in her hospital stay? While thinking about Molly as the key player in this case, the interventions of all team members should follow a patient-centered approach. In this approach, language use reflects the client or patient as a person first and the condition second. The patient is offered choices and is supported in collaborating in plan of care. The interventions are provided in a flexible and accessible manner to meet the client's or patient's needs. The intervention is patient, appropriate, and relevant. There is a clear respect for differences and diversity in the intervention process. Some of Molly's concerns are likely universal. Will I die? Will I get better? What will I be able to do on my own? However, Molly likely has concerns that are specific to a young lady of her age and culture. Will my boyfriend still like me? Will I be able to have sexual relationships? Will I be able to live on my own? Will I be able to finish my studies? A 45-year-old monoparental parent in the same situation will likely have concerns about who will take care of his or her children and how he or she will be able to support them financially. How would you address Molly and her family's concern? How would your team address Molly and her family's concern? This provides the definition of interprofessional practice that we have been promoting at McGill. What is noteworthy are the ideas of shared decision-making, continuous communication, and mutual respects amongst professionals. If we want to give the best care possible to Molly, we need to incorporate concepts and practice of interprofessional collaboration. There is increasing evidence that interprofessional practice improves outcomes in a number of clinical settings studied to date. These include geriatrics, internal medicine, neonatal ICU, stroke unit, ER, and outpatient clinics. In addition, some specific patient and family outcomes have also shown improvement, including improved functional ability, reduced depression and mortality in the elderly, reduced polypharmacy in medical patients, less complications in stroke patients, increased patient satisfaction in abused women, increased STD screening rates in adolescents, increased pneumococcal vaccination rates in high-risk patients. Your own satisfaction as a professional can also be increased when caring for Molly in an interprofessional collaborative fashion. Outcomes for professionals and the healthcare system have included shared responsibility and respect, acknowledgement of a professional's expertise, with an increase in personal satisfaction, the development of a holistic understanding of the patient, engagement of the administration and professional leaders, improved recruitment and retention, opportunities for informal education across the professions, and promotion of reflection on practice. On a final note, this sums it all up. Not only does great teamwork require sharing of a common goal, it also requires understanding each other's role in working together. We will see you soon at the first IPE workshop. Molly is on her way to recovery, but she still needs your care and the care of your healthcare professional colleagues. The session has been designed to help you experience firsthand what partnering, networking, and collaborative practice is all about. If you're interested on the topic, here are some suggested reading. Are you still puzzled about the subject or would like to know more? If you simply have questions or comments about this preliminary work, please feel free to email melanie.mondou@mcgill.ca. Finally, many thanks to the Joint Curriculum Committee, Faculty Development, and different professionals from various McGill healthcare institutions who graciously agreed to be photographed.